Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Cell-based meat, how should it be regulated? Back on that in just a moment.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerINC.com.
A two-day hearing held jointly by the Food and Drug Administration and by the U.S. Department of Agriculture over the regulatory future of cell-based meat, or as the folks at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association like to call it, fake meat. Their president, Kevin Kester from California, one of those testifying in the case of Kevin, he was talking specifically about what the cell-based products should be allowed to be called when they hit the market.
So we're advocating USDA being in control and have regulatory oversight for labeling and marketing claims. The good thing is with USDA regulations, products, labels, marketing claims have to be pre-approved before they hit the market and end up on grocery shelves. So FDA does not have that process, and you can look at your comments to soy milk, almond milk in the past. Well, for almost 30 years, FDA did nothing about those false marketing images. And so we want to make sure we don't fall into that same trap that the milk industry had. So we're advocating for USDA to be in charge of all the labeling and marketing because we think that's by far the best avenue for us.
As for ongoing oversight for cell-based meat, Jennifer Houston, president-elect of NCBA, testified in day one of the two-day hearing, saying without a doubt, it's got to be USDA.
It has to do with the continuous daily inspection that our product that we produce safely every day goes under. And they're there every day. They're looking every day, which is very unlike what FDA does. We feel that these new products, if they're going to compete against us in the marketplace, should be held to the same safety and regulatory standards that we have to do.
With these 2 days of hearings now behind us, Danielle Beck, Director of Governmental Relations for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who was also in attendance for the joint agency hearing, offers her take on how these agencies may try to work this out.
Moving forward, FDA and USDA will be accepting comments jointly until November 26th. NCBA will be submitting formal written comments and will be providing those comments to all of our state executives, our affiliates, and our members to use as a template. We'll also be posting on our website later this week a shorter draft letter for our members to use if they want to just submit a quick comment sometime this week or next. It is critically important that the federal government hear from U.S. beef producers about the importance of USDA regulation, primary jurisdiction over lab-grown fake meat products. From a safety perspective and also from a labeling perspective, USDA is the only way to ensure a level playing field for all of our products to compete. And so that's what NCBA is advocating for. We're going to continue fighting from a regulatory perspective, but also on Capitol Hill. There was language in the House Agriculture Appropriations bill that clarifies lab-grown products fall under the list of amenable species under the Federal Meat Inspection Act. We are still waiting to see what happens with the appropriations process. There was a continuing resolution passed to fund the government through December 7th. After the election, we anticipate that Capitol Hill will come back and figure out how they're going to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year. So we hope to see that language maintained or maybe even approved upon. And it's critically important that you tell your members of Congress that they support this language too.
Danielle Beck, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Black Hereford Ranch's 14th annual fall cream of the crop bull and bred heifer sale will be held Monday, October 29th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, and can also be seen on Superior Livestock, Dish Satellite 232, and DirecTV Channel 603. 75 14 to 20 month old herd bull and AISI prospects, 10 2 to 4 year old proven herd bulls, and our top 40 spring bred heifers. For more information, contact Chris Black, 580-309-0711, and you can check out the catalog at blackherfordranch.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.